Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The coming hoops campaign already worries me to death. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. This is a sermon I'm going to preach on the road toward Houston, where the Tar Heels are favored to win the 2023 National Championship. They are not a consensus pick, but some of the early polls are scary. CBS Sports, for example, has Hubert Davis, a second team, a 37% favorite to cut down the nets on Monday night. That's overwhelming when you consider Gonzaga is given a 20% chance, Kentucky a 5% chance, while Duke, Kansas, Tennessee, and UCLA, and Virginia all come in at 1%, according to CBS Sports. I hope Carolina is working hard in the offseason and not spending too much time on NIL gigs. There is ample room for improvement from Baycott's shooting range to Lovin Davis maintaining defensive pressure and three-point percentages to Leakey continuing his great play on both ends to Pete Nance adjusting to a new system as soon as possible. The excitement is profound for sure, but I like to spout this scenario even as the Heels came within a bad second half of beating Kansas in the title game. What if any of the following had happened? Duke did not lose a late lead in the national semifinals. Carolina had to play Purdue in the Elite Eight instead of St. Peter's. Caleb Love hadn't rescued his team with long bombs against UCLA. And the biggie, if reserved Dontre Styles had not made a corner three ball with the shot clock expiring to begin overtime after Baylor rallied from 25 points down in the last 10 minutes to tie the game. If any of those had gone the other way, especially avoiding what would have been one of the worst defeats in UNC history to Baylor, what would the narrative be today about the 2022-23 Heels and Coach Davis? We all suffered, particularly players and coaches, with a rough start while Davis put a car with old parts, broken parts, and new parts together and got it running smoothly. But that kept the expectations way down heading into the postseason. Despite four starters, a new grad transfer, and a deeper bench, Carolina has been saddled with an opposite set of expectations as the final buzzer against Kansas went off throughout the summer and will be right into the opening game against UNCW on November 7th. These Heels will be playing under intense pressure, prolonged all season, which none of their talented youngsters have ever done before. This is Archansky. See you.